Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We are in the travel mode and travel business right now. Pauline Frommer joins us from Frommers.com. They're the publishers of the Frommers Travel Guide. She's been traveling since she was 4 months old. And I take it you're a little older than that now, Pauline, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a teenager and a tween. So if
have
I was
you?
Still 4 months old, it'd be a miracle. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have our focus on how to get the most out of your dollar when it comes to traveling. Some news from American Airlines. And we have to talk a little about that plane that caught fire in Fort Lauderdale. We'll do that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, fly with me, guide birds through trees, gobble tasty bees, easy tap-to-flap controls, fun and addictive.
Nice.
Fly with me. It's a hit. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miracet is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Stop smoking for good. Only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965.
Okay, so Pauline Frommer is here on Good Day. We are focused on travel. Kind of scary. I was getting on a plane yesterday in Boston to fly here to Los Angeles, and in the CNN, you know, the airports usually have, they're playing CNN or some news feed, and there's this picture of the plane on the tarmac at Fort Lauderdale, a 767, an older 200 version that hasn't been used in this country for, well, since American retired, the last of them last year, but they have a lot of South American and Asian airlines that are using them. So the left wing and engine engulfed in fire in this black smoke, and apparently because the crew and the ground crew and the crew in the plane acted quickly, Pauline, there was only one woman that was seriously injured. It could have been a disaster here.
Yeah, it could have been a disaster. I mean, but the good news about air travel is whenever one of these disasters happen, the NTSB swoops in, they find out what happened, yep, and they make things better.
Yep.
Flying statistically remains the safest way to get anywhere.
Yep.
But yeah, these things are scary, and you had the same incident with the same plane type in Las Vegas a couple of months back.
Right.
So maybe they should be taking these planes out of the sky.
Well, 767s have been
wrong.
Well, 767s are a great plane. The Boeing planes are, in my estimation, much better than the Airbuses for lots of different reasons. But if you remember, this is a South American.
They need to figure this out. They need to figure out this problem.
It's one of the things that I think is maintenance, that stuff that you have to look at from time to time, that people aren't doing as good a job as they ought to. So let's focus on American Airlines. American now one airline, U.S. Airways and American together. So how are they maneuvering? What are they trying to do to get attention?
Well, there's going to be a big, ugly surprise in 2016. American is debuting a new basic fare, and boy, is it basic. This is so that they can rise in the search rankings when you're on Travelocity or Expedia, and it looks like you can get the lowest fare with them. But you cannot do anything with this fare. If you have to change the ticket, you're going to lose the complete value of the fare. There will be no changes allowed. If you want to book a seat in advance, good luck with that. This is basically the middle seat fare. You will not be able to choose your seat in advance. So if you have family you need to sit with, this is not the fare for you. As well, there will be no changes, no cancellations, no picking your seats. So, yeah, it's going to be a cheap ticket, but boy, does it come with some stringent regulations on it. I think people are going to be shocked.
Will people know this, Pauline, or will they get caught and buy it and then realize it later?
They'll know it if they read the fine print, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah,
so I think a lot of people are really going to be surprised.
So it's a gimmick.
It really is.
Is this something that the guy that ran U.S. Airways, who is now the chairman of the American Airlines, this joint company, Doug Parker, isn't known for being customer friendly? Is this, how is this going to all shake out now that the companies are together?
It doesn't look good for passengers, does it?
Well, this is the kind of thing, doesn't. I fly American most of the time because that's where I have most of my miles, but I'm not impressed with what's going on there, frankly.
Well, Spirit Airlines kind of started in this country. They cut back and cut back and cut back. They have the least leg room. They charge you for the carry-on bags, and it seems to be sweeping the industry.
What about Amtrak? They're doing the same thing. Aren't they doing the same thing in Amtrak with the bags now?
Yeah, they're going to start charging you for bags, so don't bring those steamer trunks aboard or it's going to cost you.
Wow. How unfriendly are they? Friendly, not friendly skies, necessarily. Friendly rails or unfriendly rails. Pauline Frommer here. Check out Frommers.com for the Frommers Travel Guide.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.